tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. It's
your boy! Oh, smell it, taste it.
Are we recording, are we?
Yeah, recording. So, you know me, I always press record.
Always like catch me out.
I always like to catch the the real rationale.
Twat, come on.
Welcome, everybody. We're back.
Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Yeah. Everybody.
Still going, are we?
Ash out of back.
Whoa. Yeah, it was almost like we planned it, rehearsed it. We're back, series four.
Nothing planned in the show.
We got recommissioned. As
we've been actually, we've been officially recommissioned for 59 more series.
59 more series. There we go. So looking forward to all of those.
59 more series coming.
Are we gonna end it? You know, we've got to start thinking about that because they're gonna fly by.
What, like blue?
Like blue, sir.
System's up with the top down. Yeah. The city on lockdown.
That's right.
Fly by in a low right.
But, Series 4, Episode 1. Plenty coming up. Look at all the Premiership games. We've got Seamus Plugs. Hopefully he'll turn up and tell us all things V2 football.
Hopefully we can get through it this week.
Yeah, because he struggles sometimes, you know, Seamus. We got a brand new segment. Very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. It was very exciting for us. Featuring, worldwide star, really, isn't he? You know,
internationally
known personality, we'll say nowadays in the football world.
Yeah,
and obviously we'll have the first round of the brand new Beer Mat Quiz.
Yeah,
and a brand new guest to finish the show.
Brand new, first time ever. Yeah, and he is linked to a football club.
He is very much linked to every football club.
He's there every week.
Who, you know, maybe, you know, very...
But not every week, because they play away some weeks, don't they?
They play away some weeks. I don't think they take him. Mm. He has a week off. Mm. But yes, so that's all to come. But before, we'll have a quick
new
catch
series,
up.
New guests, new segment.
Oh, it's non-stop, is it? Huh?
We just get better and better.
We do. We do. Quick catch up. Have you done anything this week, Al? I haven't.
I recorded a podcast.
Did you? Oh, V2 yes, football. Of course.
With you, on Thursday night.
That's right, of course, we appeared on the V2...
We cutched up in bed, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, I remember. Yeah. On the V2 football podcast, we were on there. We got invited back.
Yeah.
So we were in the privileged position we were. So, yeah, that was fun. So if no one's checked it out yet, check that out.
And, of course, I found out some good news this week.
What's that, sir?
That I don't have Fabrice Mwamba disease.
You can say that now.
I found out this week I do not have cardiomyopathy, which Fabrice Mwamba has.
It has.
Which Mark Vivian Fourway died of.
Right.
So basically...
You make me feel bad for laughing now.
I know. So basically before that, it was a little bit touch and go. I don't know if I could have dropped dead any moment, but all clear this week.
I've been
discharged. My heart is fine.
That's right.
Yeah, and so good news, everybody.
There we are. I was gonna read out the test results live, huh?
Jeremy Kyle, the JK.
Test results live. I'll get them quickly now. Here they are. Where are they? And England won in the second innings. So yeah. There's a test result.
I did not see that coming. Do you know what?
Go on, sir.
It tickled me, that son.
Yeah, you like that one, didn't you? I haven't used that in the first three series. I've kept that, so I've kept that in.
That's how long I've been waiting to find out my results.
I've been waiting. I've had that in the locker.
How about you, son? I was in a rash. Is it cleared up?
It's clear up now. The yoghurt worked.
Nice.
I had to use one without pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fruit, you know.
Got stuck behind your foreskin.
Right under there. Yeah, right. So, yeah, but it's all clear. We're all right now. So, all right. But we'll move on to the football, of course. Big weekend of Premiership football. Goals everywhere. And some big games as well.
Big games.
Big games. The old London Derby. Down London at Derby. Chelsea against Arsenal. Early kick-off Saturday. Kicked us off for the weekend of football.
Down at Stamford Bridge.
Stamford Bridge. 3-1 to the Chelsea. Alonso, who's, you know, chipping in with some goals now.
Yeah.
Do, you know, wing back, doing very well. Hazard.
He left Liverpool, didn't he?
Yes.
Same one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Changed position to prolong his career, I think. Hazard, you see Hazard's goal, did you?
Yeah.
So, good goal, lad. Good goal.
Yeah, it's alright, wasn't it?
Well.
It's an elite goal, Harrison.
Yeah. Fabregas. First goal against Arsenal since being back, and Giroud.
Gifted goal, that was a gifted goal.
Yes, Peter Cech. He doesn't make many mistakes, but I suppose you can forgive him one. I mean, they were going to lose anyway, Chelsea.
Yeah,
were
good,
pretty dominant over them. But as you said about Hazard, you know, it was a good goal, a good run. Mm. You wouldn't, you know, say he really beat anyone. I mean, he brushed off the first challenge, held him off well, good strength. But after that, there was no really once he got in the box. I mean, the Arsenal players didn't want to touch him because, you know, he would just fall down, wouldn't he, and go for the penalty. But Chelsea march on, 9 points clear.
Yeah.
Cracking result against their biggest, one of their biggest rivals, apparently. So people will have you believe.
Well, they think, they would be one of their top four.
So Wenger's third match of his touchdown ban, one more to go. I mean, surely that can't affect the team, really, can it?
You know,
I mean, he's there before, you know, he's there in the dressing room, he's giving them all the things. Okay, he's not on the touchline, but still, you know, it shouldn't affect them to that much. They just weren't
Steve
up to
Ball
it at all.
On the touchline.
Stevie Ball, didn't he?
Yeah.
Arm up.
White as white.
He's still got his arm up now.
Yeah.
He hasn't put it down for years, so. He's had it up for
Didn't
20
he still
years.
Look like he wear mascara?
He does.
He does. Always, like, so when I was a kid, I'm like, he wearing mascara.
9 points clear, and nine is a number that features a lot because that's their ninth home game they've won in a row, Chelsea, with an aggregate score of 27-4.
That's not bad, is it?
That's not too bad, is it, really? And unfortunately for Arsenal now, they've lost four out of the last nine Premiership games, which is the same as what they lost in the previous 35 games. So it's not good for Arsenal, really, is it? And they're slipping down a bit.
It's Arsenal for you now.
Yeah, you just, you know.
Gone, the magic's gone, old Wenger.
Well, he hasn't.
Take the deals with Paris Saint Germain, I'll say.
Take it,
take it.
Do they still want him?
Yeah.
Do they still want him?
They want him bad, don't they?
Do they? Really?
Who's after him, yeah.
They'll have him. Everyone wants him, don't they? England want him. England will have him again.
I don't know.
Everyone's waiting for him. But, in the end, it was a pretty routine win for Chelsea. Who'll march on.
Oh, yeah, as you just said, like four times.
Yeah, they're not going to be caught, are they?
Chelsea marching on, actually.
Are they marching on?
Marching on.
Will Chelsea march on over Arsenal? Who was that there? Our next big game in London again, Al.
Yeah.
Move on, Crystal Palace against Sunderland.
Did not see this one coming,
didn't
my friend.
Didn't see it coming at all.
I put a nugget on Palace to win this.
Yeah, you said, you told me you fancied Palace.
Yeah, I fancied Palace. And
Sunderland marched on in this one. Kone and Dong and Jermaine Defoe with two.
Sorry,
what?
What are you talking about his Dong for? What are you talking about Corny's Dong for?
Have you seen that?
No.
Everyone's talking about Corny's and Dong.
I don't want to talk about that, so it's just a...
But Defoe with two, he's now on 14 Premiership goals for the season.
Yeah.
Two goals in injury time he had, didn't he? And that is... I mean, that's got to be one of the best bits of business in a transfer window that they didn't sell him, they kept hold of him.
Can we just...
Go on.
Talk about the transfer deadline day for a second. How terrible was that this year?
It was complete anti-climax.
It was.
You know what I mean?
It was nothing. It was like going...
Go on, just go on.
What?
No, we'll say it. Go on, Al.
It's like going to see a film you really want to see, and then you come out very disappointed. What do you think I was going to say?
I was expecting something sexual.
Or like going to see your favourite prostitute, and she wasn't in. She had to take Bertha.
Bertha instead. No, I wasn't thinking, but...
but always filth and smut out of my voice. Out of my mouth.
It's not, Al. You're right.
Because I was very excited to see Batman vs Superman last year and Suicide Squad, and I was very
Deeply disappointed, son.
Deeply disappointed.
Deeply disappointed. No, you're right, Dan. You're right, quite right. But, yeah, no one saw it coming. Palace fans leaving half-time, obviously, 4-0 down.
Yeah, it was quite a fight of trouble, wasn't it? Yeah.
Confronted Delaney, didn't he? And he didn't come out for the second half, did he? Oh, they said.
They're scared.
I'm not going up there, somebody try to hit me.
He's Irish.
Yeah, it's County. County Wino, that's good.
County, I'm a pussy who doesn't confront fans.
I can't do Irish accent, you know that?
No. You can't, no, me neither. Me neither. But Palace now lost the last 5 home games.
I reckon they're going down. The way they lost, like,
Allardyce come out and had a go to play, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Said they were useless.
I can't see them being in the Premiership League next season. They should not have got rid of Alan Bardew because they weren't in this state.
No.
And Alan Bardew,
I mean, they lost all the games, but they were picking up the odd game as well, weren't they? Huh?
Huh?
They were picking up the the few wins as well, Andrew, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yes, they lost a lot, and I think they had one of the worst records.
I mean, they've lost more under Sam than...
No, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, they had a terrible 2016, didn't they? But, I mean, they stayed up. They weren't in the relegation zone when Pardew left. I know they were just above it.
No, I mean this season.
But this season, it wouldn't surprise me, yeah. But he had them playing in a way where they would have beat Sunderland, Pardew. Yeah, they might have lost the next, you know, the previous three, but they'd have beat Sunderland and maybe lost two and won the next one. You know, very inconsistent under him, but they were picking up wins. And obviously, Allardyce, was he won one game so far in the league?
I think.
Since, you know, he took over before Christmas. Sunderland, Rodwell, of course, 37 starts, he's finally won a game.
Yes! Yeah, the curse has been broken.
The curse has been broken. He is, of course, England's next big thing, isn't he? Still? Is he still England's next big thing?
Going to be massive. We watch his face then.
And it was Sunderland's biggest away Premiership win since 1999.
God.
Well, 99. It's got to be old Quinn and Phillips days, I suppose.
Yeah, 99. Michael Gray.
Yeah. So many on
the goalkeeper?
Long Perez, yeah. Short sleeves. Yeah. Spiky dyed hair, wasn't it?
No. Long Perez had long hair.
Oh, he had dyed. Dyed his hair blonde, didn't he? Had blonde highlights and spiky for a while, man.
Must have been at the end, though.
He's still alive, son. He hasn't died yet.
No, at the end of his career, son.
Oh. Well, he definitely had it, son. We'll Google, we'll get pictures. We'll get pictures.
I remember that beautiful blonde, brown hair.
Brown hair.
Beautiful. Beautiful long locks.
Beautiful.
That lion's mane.
What's that? But yeah, Sunderland draw level with Palace now, so massive win for Sunderland.
Teams obviously. 21, didn't they?
Very close down the bottom now.
Six teams, I would say.
Yeah,
I think it was 21, and then Bournemouth's on 26.
They're right bang into the trouble. They are Bournemouth. I think
they're 5 points clear of Middlesbrough, but all 21 points. It's a lot. It's very close.
Very
out of the six teams, including the Borough.
Oh yeah, very close. A lot closer than
Bodo Borough. Shits and giggles, isn't it?
Shits and giggles.
We'll just play like that, and then right at the end, we'll just burst into the top four.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Move on. Now, we said there, Bournemouth. We mentioned them. Everton 6-3 against Bournemouth.
That was a game, wasn't it?
Oh, goals! Nine goals. Yeah. Lukaku got 4.
I was expecting Everton to win, but I wasn't expecting to be like that.
Well, Lukaku for McCarthy and Barkley. But Bournemouth, their defence is absolutely terrible. Yeah, like you said, conceded 3 again. We mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, I think, didn't we? And they conceded like 3 goals in 8 of the last 10 games or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the defence is terrible. They've lost Nathan Ake, of course, went back. That's a big loss.
Didn't buy anybody, did they?
No, they were in for Begovic, the keeper, but they never managed to get him because Chelsea couldn't get
Craig Gordon.
But I've said it a few people, it surprises me how no one is saying Eddie Howe's job is in danger. I'm not condoning he should be because he's done a great job, but when there's other managers who are getting, you know, so much pressure put on them and saying, well, you know, look at the form they're in, you know, they're probably in danger now, this could be the next one to go. Why is Eddie Howe not mentioned in that group
But is that a good thing, though?
When they haven't won in 20... It is a good thing in a way, but also it's a bit unfair Is it because he's young and he's English, they don't want to criticise him? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't.
Whereas someone like Watford, for instance, Manzari, you know, the stick he was, you know, the stick he was getting, he was under pressure. And they're doing, you know, better than Bournemouth at the moment, apparently.
Pardew, I know Pardew's not young, but...
No, Pardew's not young. But, you know, obviously heavily linked to the England job, Arsenal in the future, this, that and the other. It just surprises me that he hasn't been, you know, he's not mentioned in the sack race, as they call it. So,
that's what they call it,
is it the sack race?
Yeah, of course it is. And we've got to mention Lukaku, because his goal ratio now is...
Hat-trick, isn't it?
Well, yeah, 40.
What was it, the 300th hat-trick in Premier League?
That's it, yeah, spot on. So, but it goes to show as well, I think you've got to prove these young players... How, you know, he didn't have to go to Everton.
No.
But he's gone there for first team football and he looks ready now to go to a big club again now. You know, if he stayed at Chelsea, Chelsea for the last 2 years and would have been sat on a bench,
yeah.
Much like, what's his name, Batshuayi. You know, he comes on for 10 minutes here or there, plays the cup games. He's a waste of talent at the moment, isn't he? And Lukaku would have been doing that. But it goes to show that these youngsters go to these clubs like Everton. Decent club, play first team regularly, and has improved his game no end, and scoring goals in the top league, one of the top leagues in the world. So he's still got a fucking shit first touch.
Yeah, he hasn't.
But,
but watching the essay, right?
Yeah, terrible. And got to mention, did you see Barkley celebrating before he scored?
Yeah,
loved it. Loved that. What a fucking brilliant that is.
Proper. I would have laughed if he had missed.
Oh, it was brilliant if he missed. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he put his arms up in the air. Yeah,
but that's, you know, you want to see that, like, as well. Yeah. It's a bit of fun and characters in the game, like, you want to see again. You know, it's over the park. I think who was it? That might have been. Is it Ian Wright? Said, you know, you're over the park or in the school or, you know, you run to the line, bend down and knock it in with your head, don't you? You know, it's one of them ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which you want to see. It's just great entertainment for the fans and, you know, brilliant. Move on. The other team in Merseyside. Hull. 2-0.
No, Hull are not in Merseyside, fell.
No, they beat your favourite Sam.
Liverpool. Scam. Lost again.
They lost again? Oh,
2-0. And I got on them to win.
Oh, you don't bet on them. Well, what are you doing, man?
Well, I've noticed this. Every time I bet on them, they lose.
Keep betting on them.
Yeah.
It's worth the money. And Dai and Niasse?
Nissan,
sonny. He's done well since he's gone there, and he's scored a couple of goals now.
Yeah, yeah. They're looking a bit tasty. Are they looking good to the team? Are Hull good or Liverpool that bad?
Where?
Sandro mean, does it mean?
Mane.
He was back.
Back from that was a great thing. They were all waiting for him to come back from Africa.
And nothing really changed.
Nothing really changed, you know what I mean?
I just said that.
He did. You know, the only way it could have been worse if he brought Ebola back.
Can we say that?
I don't think so, sir.
No, yeah, he sang for Bordeaux, isn't he? Ebola.
Bordeaux.
Yeah,
yeah, he might have. I know they're good friends. I know, so you might have brought him back just to show him around. But yeah, 72% possession for Liverpool, and they've done
kicking and nuts. Really, if your name was Ebola and you come from Africa,
72% possession for Liverpool, and they've done absolutely piss all with it.
Yeah,
you know, basically
terrible.
But Marco Silva now. He's had a great effect on Hull, you've got to say.
Yeah, hell of an effect, yeah.
He's got them well organised. 7 points from 4 games now.
It's a shame he's managing Hull.
Yeah, but they are right back. You know, they looked dead and buried, didn't they?
Yeah.
But they are right back in the hunt now. Their first clean sheet for a good few games under him. And Ranocchina, whatever his name is.
The new signing. Yeah, from Milan.
Man of the match here.
I think he was, wasn't he?
Oh, isn't it? From over in Italy somewhere, surely. A name like that.
Yeah.
But he come in because Dawson got injured in the warm-up. Somebody come in, man of the match performance.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention again Harry Maguire, because I think he's had a tremendous few weeks. He's had a good season. He's a solid defender.
Isn't he from Liverpool? Again, yeah, Tottenham.
No, he come from... Sheffield United did he come from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Centre, I think he's only 22, maybe 23. But I think he's one of them who could step up to a bigger side. And I don't think he'd look out of place now in the England squad.
Yeah.
With the centre backs there now. You know, I mean, you've got first choice really is probably
Smalling
and Stones, isn't it? But after that, I know. I wouldn't pick Stones, but you know, Southgate, the old wet dog will, wouldn't he? But then after that, you look like, you know, who have you got really? You got Jaggy out, you got a lot of centre backs who are, you know, getting old a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In the autumn of the career.
Yeah, so I think bringing him into the squad and giving him a few games as a friendly just to see what he's like. Yeah. And maybe he will. I don't know if Southgate was there when I know he's played for the under 21s a couple of times, or maybe even once, just once. I don't know whether that was Southgate who had him there. But it's working him a shout and getting these young players some experience, just in case you do need to call upon them. If Stones doesn't turn out to be the next Bobby Moore, you know?
Gotta be, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's gotta be. That's what they tell us. They keep telling us he's the next, you know, this, that and the other.
Fuck. Bobby Moore's got more talent in his little toe than Stone will ever have.
Yeah.
Bobby Moore's got more talent in his one testicle.
Can't get on the Stones.
Can't say that either though. We're not going to make it a Series 54, son,
at this rate. But we'll move on again. Last game before half time, I think. Southampton 1, West Ham 3. And Gabbiadini, first goal.
Gabbiadini, debit.
On his debit. For Southampton. It was a good strike as well, did you see it?
I missed it.
He just whacked it, really. But
I missed it because I was watching the match of the day this morning.
Yeah.
My little girl woke up.
Oh, it's not good on.
I was like, ah, that.
You're not putting enough chloroform on the flannel, son.
And then I watched the football today.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Both games. Yeah. And I thought, ah, bollocks, I forgot to watch the end of match of the day.
West Ham Carroll with another goal for West Ham.
Another goal.
4-4 for him, I think, now. Obiang and Martin Noble. Never played for England, you know. The boys will tell you. West Ham boys will tell you. But. But Southampton now, they've lost 6 of the last 7 games.
Yeah.
They're conceding goals now. Which, obviously, because I think we discussed last week and on the V2 podcast, Van Dijk injured, of course.
Yeah.
For a couple of months, is it? He's going to miss the cup final, isn't he?
About 3 months, I thought I read.
Yeah. And it's
that's
just
what I thought I read. I might have been wrong.
Yeah, you might have been. But it's a big, big miss because, obviously, Jose Fonte went to West Ham.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately that as he goes, Van Dijk gets injured, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So they haven't really got someone to replace either of those players.
And they won't know.
No, exactly, they won't know.
Or bring someone from the academy.
Yeah.
They've got a good record of the academy.
Very good record in the academy. So hopefully they've got someone there who will step up because
Liverpool need a new defender.
Yeah. Yes, as quickly as possible. Yeah. Southampton, Liverpool need someone. West Ham into the top half after all the troubles so far this season.
Yeah, no one expected that.
No, into the top half.
Like Billage is not going to be sacked as I predicted before Christmas.
And
I'm glad I'm wrong.
Glad you're wrong. I'm glad. Yeah. I like him, but needs to spend more time on the training pitch and out of ITV studios, doesn't he? You know what I mean?
It's ITV, it's a curse.
Of course it is.
It's shit coverage.
Yeah, it's
shit punditries.
Yep. Yeah.
And they make you shit managers.
They do.
Billage, go to the BBC.
Go to the Beeb, son. Go to the Beeb. Have a bit of banter with Lineker, innit?
Yeah.
In your pants. But, and Southampton have won they've lost from winning positions 3 times, which is the most in the league so far. And they've got to put something right now, I think. Obviously, the cup final could be a saving grace to the manager, because they're on a slide as well.
Never know with the cup finals.
No. Obviously they're missing Van Dijk, as we said, missing defence. They've got to sort that out before a cup final, and they should be alright in the league, I think, haven't they? Really, they'll get a few more wins. Obviously
should be yeah, they'll be safe, they'll be alright.
Yes, but West Ham, I think it's all as I stated in that article, it's all down to Payet. This is Payet and Bilic, you know. They put together this farce of a story, you know, got the players all together. You know, this is what's happened.
It is, it's true.
So, West Ham fans, you know, come on now. Credit where credit's due. Payette has saved your season.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Simple as that.
You got double the money for him.
Double the money from there.
Double the money.
There we are. He's done such a huge favour West Ham there.
Yeah.
He does. So, and that is half time on the on our Premier League review. There's the half time kazoo for the Premier League review. So.
Dr. Zeus.
How did we get four series on this? I don't know. But as it's half time, we do like to hear from our old mate, Seamus Plugs, who tells us all things V2 football. So, Seamus. Plugging is good, no plugging is bad. Right, yeah, everybody out there, want to go out now, check V2football.com for it's got some cracking articles this week now, by one by Chris Lappin now, which is the most disappointing Manchester United 11 now, which is very, a good little read now. Surprising players for some, not for others, you know. Another cracking article there is an interview with former Crawley, among other clubs, player Ben Smith. And that's by the boy sitting next to me now, Ashley Calvin now. Ashley Calvin now. Wait a minute now, boys. And then another thing now, you want to check out the website, check out the Twitter now, at the V2 Football. Because the boys now are running a Twitter poll now. At the best Premiership under 21s players now. And this week it's goalkeepers. So if you want to check that out now, boys. It's a great poll. It's really taken off. Get your vote in now, boys. Because they're doing this obviously for every position now, boys. And don't forget, boys, what shocked me the most now. The V2 Football Podcast. They had you two eaters back on now this week, didn't they?
They did, Seamus.
What the hell are they playing at now, boys?
They did.
They must be well short of numbers to have you two back on, boys. I got to say now.
Oh, bollocks.
Alex, you're putting me off now. You're messing with my notes now, Alex. No. Yes, because we're on the V2 Football Podcast now. I heard it, boys. It was a good lesson now, boys.
It was better than the week before. Now you could hear us this week.
I could hear what you were saying now, yeah. Boys. You are, you know, absolutely on point, you are. The lot of yous. Except, I really think now, I turn my back to him now, I don't think we should let Ashley play quizzes anymore, boys. Fucking Julio Cesar, Ashley, what are you fucking doing, boys? Shocking, Ashley, man. But yes, so check that out. And, of course, the 72 show is on there as well, which is all things Football League. I know you boys are Premier League, and those boys are the Football League now. I know there's no problems between you boys, I hope, now. You know, but they're both very good shows, so check them both out, you know.
Always is more entertaining.
And also, there was a second episode I saw.
New series, is this?
It's a new series. It's a new series? Second episode now, the boys have told me from V2, they've, you know.
I see you today, a female presenter.
A female, yes, she was on, I was a guest, I think, though. I'm not sure if she's a presenter or a guest, no. Sonia, she used to be, she was in the Eurovision now, boys, years ago,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
She looks different now. I think she dyed her hair now. But yes, a European review show, boys. So, all things European leagues.
What, every single league in Europe? It's covered.
Every single, I don't think they go down to the seventh division in Kazakhstan.
What about Luxembourg?
But they do go to the sixth now.
Well, that's good enough for me.
There we go now. But yes, so that's it, boys. Get yourself.
What about Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan? It's easy for you to say, Alex, now, isn't it?
Azerbaijan?
Who's the stand out? You've been possessed by Tommy Cooper there now.
Azerbaijan.
But, so, yes, get on the v2football.com, boys, and check out all those shows and all those articles. You will not regret it now, boys. And I shall go away now and wait for more information for next week's show, boys, and I'll be back again. So,
Seamus Plugs, everyone.
Bye, boys. Goodbye, Seamus. Thank you very much Seamus for coming Plugs. On. Thank you very much. Always nice to see Seamus. So, he done well this week as well. Done a bit better for me. Done a bit better, he did.
He did neat. Not so much laughing this week.
No, he's trying to be serious.
Maybe the novelty is worn off now.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see him again. But this absolutely very exciting now. Brand new segment here, ladies and gentlemen. Because obviously we get, you know, thousands of letters. Yes, we have thousands of letters, obviously, because we're in the know about football now.
Yeah.
People want to know. And the most asked question we get is, what has happened? Where is Roy Hodgson? Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now? Where are you now? Well, for the first time since leaving the England job, we have got Roy. We know where he is. So, we'll cross over live quickly. Roy Hodgson, where are you?
Oh, lads, I'm just in Rochdale this week buying a packet of Rolls.
Thank you very much, Roy.
It's all right, lads. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you very much.
Where's Roy?
There we go. Where's Roy now? Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now? Here we go. And he'll be back next week, I'm sure. Crystal clear line. Fair dust. Yeah, crystal clear line.
But he would, all the money he had from England.
Yeah.
He's got a satellite phone, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, he could be anywhere. He could be anywhere.
He could be.
Could be in Rio de Janeiro.
And we will, because as we said, we get all these letters.
Could be in Reykjavik.
All these questions.
Fine. Because he's got a satellite phone.
He's got a satellite phone, hasn't he? But yes, so we'll keep you up to date because everyone out there has been wondering, where's Roy now? So we'll get back to the
could
second...
Could be in Romania.
Oh,
could be in Romania. Never know.
Could be, never know. We'll get back to the second half of our Premier League reviewer. And we'll start... Oh, it was like NBA or something. What was that? Like...
Oh, it's buzzer.
Yeah.
Hit the rim
on the hand. We'll pop along to Vicarage Road 2-1 against Burnley. They win.
Vicarage Road. Did I tell you a story about Vicarage Road?
Yeah.
I used to get my chips from Vicarage Chip Shop in Vicarage Road.
No. Really?
In Marston.
Is it?
Yeah. Not the Vicarage Road.
No.
A Vicarage Road.
A Vicarage Road. Not the one the football player. No.
This is the one. They just nicked it off them.
They nicked it off them.
I knew the Vicarage Road chip shop before I knew the football ground.
There we are. That's right then. There we are. So, that is the original.
Yep.
Put the kazoo down because you can't stop blowing it.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, Watford 2, Burnley 1. Troy Deeney and Niang for Watford. Barnes. Ashley Barnes from the penalty spot for Burnley.
The Austrian international.
Is he? Ashley Barnes, mate.
Remember we covered it the other day?
Did we?
Yeah.
No, when?
Ashley Barnes.
Oh, yeah. It was a few weeks ago, Al. Come on, Jesus, come on.
It was Austrian Swiss. Yeah, Austrian.
Austrian. Yeah. Australian, you said then?
Austrian.
Austrian. Austrian. Austrian. I remember that. It's in. I've said
Did
it.
I say Australian?
I've said it three times. It's in. but, yeah, big impact from Niang, of course, on loan. Had an assist and a goal from AC Milan, of course, come over. Looks to make a steady start. Obviously, got involved in the play, got his goal, 2-1. Massive win for Watford.
Could be the next Luther Blessed.
Could well be, son.
AC Milan, Watford link there, son.
Yes. Who was the other one? Who was the other one who went? Was there another one? No. Who am I thinking of? Cyril Regis, I'm thinking
Cyril
of.
Cyril Regis, yeah. Did he play in Italy?
He went some abroad. I don't think he went to Milan, did he?
Margate, huh?
I could be completely wrong. Yeah. I don't know. but yeah, big turning point after only 6 minutes, of course. Jeff Hendrick got sent off for Burnley.
Yeah, Hendrick, you dirty bastard.
That's a bastard.
Was it nasty, son? Was it nasty? I missed it.
Oh, and he was just trying to battle hard, to be honest with you. I saw. So. You've battled too hard there, Jeff. You know, you can't battle that hard.
We're in the battle, I mean, Jeff.
But, yeah,
I don't expect that from you. I expect it from Joey.
Burnley, well, we're talking about their home form. Their away form is obviously not very good.
Our team to beat at home, but away.
Yeah.
Easy pickings.
Easy pickings indeed. But massive win for Mazzari after they beat Arsenal in the midweek.
Yes.
Two big wins.
Well, that was 2-1, wasn't it? It was 2-1.
I think it was. Yeah. Sounds about right. And obviously, as you said, he was under pressure, but he eases the pressure on him big time, really. Two big wins, back up the table a little bit. Bit of breathing space between the bottom and him. It looks like his little bit of dealing in the transfer market is paying off so far.
The Italian Del Boy.
So, massive win, but both sides in that look like they're both going to stay up pretty comfortably at the moment.
I hope not.
I know, you don't like Burnley, Al, but their home form and the points that are on the board already.
Massive bunch of C-U-N-T's.
So, we will move on to, who's next down, Al? West Bromwich Albion, wankers, bastards and arseholes. 1-0 against Stoke City. James Morrison scored. Now he's
the singer.
He's done well since he's taken a break from his singing. Yeah. He's doing well. He's getting some goals.
I met his brother down in Newquay.
Did you?
Yeah, last year. Spit an image of him. I can't remember, isn't he? I thought he was him at first.
Is it?
I said, no, that's his brother. They live down here.
Everyone was talking about Berahino for Stoke. Name in the spotlight.
I thought he was going to get a goal against
us. Well, everyone thought that was the way I was going to pan out, didn't it? But, you know,
he's
all these things.
He was doing a couple of lines, wasn't he?
He was doing a couple of lines. He likes to wag the lines, he does.
Yeah.
But no one seems to be taking responsibility for this at all, do they?
Oh.
Pulis has said, well, it's done. Hughes says, well, talk to West Brom. No one's come out and said about it. Berahino hasn't come out and took responsibility. He said, look, it was a mistake, it happened, this is that, you know what I mean?
Strange that we're finding out after he served a ban.
Yeah, it's very strange, don't like that. So I know they have this anonymity, that's what I mean, you know?
Anonymity.
They don't say it, do they? But, no, it doesn't seem right, does it? And like I said, after the stories come out, surely he should have come straight out and said, look, it was a mistake.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done it.
It was apparently he was at the party. It was like a recreation.
I saw him. I was there at the party. He was smoking crack. I said to him, Cervino.
Calm down. Calm down, Simon.
Come back here to Newport. Get some Clark Spies and all that.
But,
tidy.
But yeah, you know what I mean? First thing he should have come out with, or his agent, whatever, has come out and said, I made a mistake. Shouldn't have happened. I was at a party. I got carried away. This, that and the other, isn't it?
Stupid, man. Stupid professional fucking footballer, for Christ's sake.
Well, exactly. West Brom, up to 8th now. Cracking, what a season so far.
Yeah.
You know, they've gone pretty unnoticed.
It's a solid manager, isn't he, Tony Pulis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stoke
he
always
gets good results.
Like you say, you know, his teams, they just become those
solid
teams. You know, yeah, yeah, solid. They're going to mid-table, not going to be in trouble.
No.
Not likely to challenge at the very, you know, European places. But, you know, for a club like West Brom, that's about all they can hope for at the moment, isn't it? Which is fantastic. 8th so far. You know, if they finished anywhere near that, 7th or 8th, that's an absolutely terrific season for them. Especially with all this trouble with Berahino and how Pulis doesn't seem to have let it affect the players and the squad and the results. So
I got a funny feeling he's not going to do much at Stoke.
No, he doesn't look like the attitude there, you know.
Hey, can we just Stoke as well? Peter the Crouch got his 100th goal.
He did in the midweek, wasn't he?
Yeah,
and he done
and
a robot,
he
didn't he?
Up the robot. God
yes.
Bless him.
Well done, Peter. First time he done it in club football, I think he said, didn't he?
Did he? Out
afterwards, yeah. It's the first time I ever done it in club football. But, yeah, like as you said about Berry, you know, because, I mean, after when he joined Stoke, I mean, I think it was 2 weeks ago, was it, or whatever it was,
yeah,
and we said, you know, the story was he come out and said, oh, they were saying I'm not fit. But I played 3 games in a row when then he was dropped. Well, obviously he was banned.
Yeah.
But then he was coming out and saying, oh, you know, West Brom have called me unfit and fat or whatever, this, that and the other. When they weren't really, were they?
No.
That was just a story.
Well, it's protecting him.
Yeah. But then this story comes out and he hasn't come out and said, you know, why was he going, why did he say all that crap when he joined Stoke?
Why did he say it?
When he knew, sooner or later, he knew that this story was going to come out. And he looks like just a blatant fucking liar and troublemaker.
The type of person he is, isn't he?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. I won't have him at the club.
No.
Sack him.
No. Sack him now, stop. So we move on. Tottenham and Spurs. Unlucky for you, you've got to play two. Well, the Borough.
Well, no wonder we lost.
Playing two
bad
sides. I can anchor. But Spurs, as we said
still
again.
Can't score, can we?
No, that's the thing. It's the usual defensive display.
Yeah.
Which was pretty tight. We Spurs had a couple of chances, not too many clear cut chances. But, yeah, defences play trying to nick that goal, innit? And then hold on for what you can. It just didn't happen for the Borough. But Spurs, as we said over the last season and a half, they're just grinding out results, innit?
Yeah.
Getting them wins. You know, 3-4 years ago, that's a game they would have drawn, or maybe even lost 1-0.
Yeah.
But they've ground out a win, 1-0. Came from the penalty spot, of course. He's one of our own!
He's one of our own!
Obviously, second, 9 points behind Chelsea, as we said.
Yeah, I forgot they second.
They haven't really put pressure on Chelsea with that win, but, you know, definitely put pressure on the other top four, you know, people fighting for the top four places, cementing their place in that top four, really. And that was, of course, Saturday evening's game. So we move on to Sunday's games. Two games on Sunday today. Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
With my two favourite people, Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville. Talking shite.
Man City 2, Swansea 1. Jesus scores twice.
Yeah.
Guilty for
Can't wait for Swansea. Tomorrow. He's gone in my squad years.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It was... But he started well. He's keeping Aguero out of the team as well, isn't
he? Yeah, so that's why he's Aguero's going.
And it says, it's early
were they
days.
Lucky Swansea? Right at the end, 92nd minute, didn't they?
Yeah. First of all, that goal. But second half, they come back into the game as well. They played well. You can see the changes made. They're very disciplined now. They all sort of know their role a lot better, a lot clearer they understand than, you know, the Italian... whatever his name was, manager at the start of the season.
Francesco Guendoli.
Guendoli, that's it. And Bob Bradley, obviously.
Yeehaw! Obviously. Somebody say my name!
He'd be out now. But he's got them disciplined. He's obviously explained, you know, gone through it, what he wants them to do exactly, and they all understand and have bought into it so far.
They brought in a really top French manager, Paul Clément.
But very unlucky, as you said, last minute. Flappy hand skiing goal, makes the header. Should have kept hold of it, really. Jesus with the header.
I thought it was Jesus. No, is it? Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus off the cross with the header.
Yeah.
You know, he really should have nailed it on, but...
Yeah, hey. Man City, you know, they looked dead, but they resurrected themselves.
Resurrected, no, son. Well, it's getting good now because we've got Jesus at Man City, we've got Moses at Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, it's great stuff. You know, see who else is coming out now.
Do we have a Samson anywhere? We used to have a Samson, didn't we? Goalkeeper. Samson used to be a goalkeeper.
Who's that now? I don't know. Did I?
In
the Premiership?
Yeah, sure. It used to be Samson. Whatever biblical names we have in the Premiership.
There'd be a few. Luke. Matthew.
Yeah.
There's a few Judases about, I suppose.
Oh!
But yeah, as you say, it's early days, but he looks good. I think... A lot of people are overthinking him still, though, because it's, you know, three games, four games in. I mean, you look at...
Okay, he's scoring goals.
Wait, it's...
Well, not...
Oh no, fair dues, but I don't think anyone should get too carried away yet. Who's a man who bought the record signing? Di Maria. He started the season, when he first started to come over, started on fire for about, you know, 6-7 games.
Who?
Angel Di Maria.
Oh yeah, Angel Di Maria.
You know what
I mean?
Six or seven games, everyone thought, whoa, you know, this
good against,
what a player to have in the
front. Against...
Leicester
that season, didn't he? Yeah.
It was a good cracking game, 5-3. Yeah, Leicester
5-3,
one. Yeah,
I think I watched that the other day.
Because they went 2-0 up or 3-0 up, man United.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, he had 6, 7, 8 games when he was absolutely flying. Everyone thought, what a player to have in the Premiership. And then all of a sudden, absolutely terrible, you know. I don't think
The best thing about him, he's fresh and it's now February.
Yeah.
So it could work out well.
Oh yeah, it's going to work out well. But, you know, Man City, you've got to be excited by him. But I just hope people don't get, you know, say, oh, this is the next Messi, next Neymar straight away. You know what I mean? You don't need to hear that every game, every time some youngster comes on the scene, do.
It's like he's the fucking Messiah.
But as we said, Swansea unlucky. They looking more and more confident about them staying up now. The way they're playing, the way teams like Palace are playing, you know what I mean? Don't see them getting out of it. It's just, you know, I think they've got a good chance now. They're scoring goals. And we mentioned before about Defoe, how important, you know, this is another great piece of business in the transfer market.
Yeah.
Keeping Gilfie Sigurdsson.
Oh, God, yeah.
Absolutely integral to Swansea cause. You know, everything goes through him. If he's not scoring the goal, yeah, he's setting him up.
He's got a dive tickler, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's like me. Anything here, boom, just goes straight through me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Icelandic, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's all that fucking shark. Rotten, pissed on shark. Yeah. He's eating that.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't resist it after a Guinness or pseudo, son.
Pissed on shark. I love it, son.
After a Guinness with Flatty down on Driscoll's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go to the pissed up shark takeaway down on the road.
Oh, he loves it all, Flatly.
You can't get on that one. But yes, and the last game, Super Sunday, the other side of Manchester.
You watch this, son?
Yeah, I see most of it. Yeah. Leicester nil, Manchester United 3. Mkhitaryan, Liam, bring me Mkhitaryan. Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Juan Mata. Leicester, absolutely terrible. Yeah. First half, anyway. Obviously, 3-0. Just after half time, I think Mata added the third, did he? But they look, as I said, Palace look doomed. Leicester look the same way. Whether they can pick things up and a bit of confidence in, because obviously they're still in the FA Cup. Champions League starts again.
Do you know what? I the way they're playing, I think they might be
gone.
Yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous, but
they do. I think the only thing that could save them is, like I said, the Cups are starting again, and it's going to work two ways, isn't it? See, they're either going to respond and get more confident because they're playing Champions League football again, and it's just going to be a good.
It'd be funny if they get relegated and actually win the Champions League.
Well, could you imagine that? but yeah, it just doesn't seem. Obviously, Vardy can't fucking hit the barn door.
No.
They're just. Mahrez is nowhere to be seen.
Missing an action sense.
He's gone Chuck Norris, isn't he? He's gone Chuck Norris, isn't it? But yeah, absolutely terrible. So, as I said, them and Paris at the moment.
He should be still in the African Cup of Nations.
He should have stayed there.
Yeah.
He should have stayed there. But yeah, them and Paris look doomed. Zlatan, no, 20th goal of the season.
20th goal.
And we give him a bit of stick at the start of the season, and we.
Only because he listens.
Well, because
we know.
We know that
getting criticism.
No.
And he's come out now. He's proved us wrong. I'm glad he's proved us wrong. I'm glad. He's my dream team.
Yes, there we are. But then.
Was it fourth year running now? He's got more than 20 goals.
Is it?
Well, 20 goals and more.
Outstanding, you know, achievement. We all know what a good player he is.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd adapt this well at the Premiership, but he's proven how good he is at the age he is as well.
Paul Pogba, though, he's doing well.
He's getting better now, isn't he?
He needs to stop fucking hitting the ball from anywhere.
Oh, yeah, he likes that.
Passing.
Trying to do a pog boom.
God.
But he's getting better the last month or so. You can see him coming into games. He still should be absolutely running the show.
Yeah.
The quality.
Hopefully next season.
I mean, he's eased back in. But, and Juan Mata is always reliable for Man United. Always, you know, very good player for Man United. But, obviously, Man United's still in the Europa League. You wonder if. Because, obviously, you win the Europa League, you're in the Champions League.
Didn't we speak about this last week?
I think we did. Something like that. So,
I can't see
surprise
him
me at all if they go and win that.
Because
and finish 4th or 6th, like, you know?
Yeah, because I can't see him finishing in the top four.
No.
Even though they're playing really well.
Yeah.
It's just the other teams are playing really well as well.
That's
and
right.
It just seems that they can't just nudge. What's the word I'm trying to say, Ash?
Nudge
their way into the top four.
Nudge your
so I think
go through
Europa League, winning it in the Champions League season. I think that's a great possibility.
I thought players are more than capable. They've got to be. They've obviously got to be one of the favourites. In are they still? They are still, aren't they?
Yeah, Man United.
Yeah, of course they are.
They came second, didn't they, in the group.
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean, obviously Man City had a great win today. Liverpool dropping a bit, so. Arsenal dropping a bit, so that top four is wide open. But you just wonder, like Man City and Man United, you've got Mourinho and Pep. You've got to say, at a massive clubs like those, they're the only two, I think, who could finish outside of the top four and keep their jobs in this first season.
Yes.
If it happened next season, I think they'd have to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But this first season, they're given a lot of leeway.
Is it still Champions League?
Yeah, it's still through, isn't it? Barcelona, Celtic group, and whatever, isn't it?
Pep's going to win the Champions League, isn't he?
Well, it wouldn't put it past them. You know, they've got the players there. They got the semi-finals last year. But like I said, if
Man United win the Europa League, Man City win the Champions League.
Yeah.
Both clubs in the Champions League next season.
Exactly. But it was, as we said, it was Pellegrini last season, or a couple of years into his job, he finished fifth or sixth.
He's in China, isn't he?
Is he in China, is yeah, he? Surprised me, everyone, isn't he? If he finished fifth or sixth, he'd been sacked like that.
Yeah.
But obviously Pep and Jose as well at Man United, this first season, they're going to be given a lot of leeway, which, you know...
He won the league, didn't he, Pellegrini?
Pellegrini?
Yeah. He did, didn't he? Yeah,
I'm sure he did. Mancini won it first with him, didn't he? And then he won it again then.
First South American manager to win, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. They won it twice, didn't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so, and that is full-time on our...
What was my kazoo?
On our Premier... Are we having a full-time kazoo? Go on,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, go on then.
Ooh, give it a blast. Oh, full-time kazoo on a Premier League review. Say it again. Rhymes, sir. Rhymes.
Warming.
But, oh, there we are. First show of a new series, Series 4. And it starts again now. The Beer Mat Quiz.
Oh, God.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to build your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying.
It starts again. I am the reigning champ, of course.
Reigning undisputed heavyweight champion, Ashley Komova-Kawa.
Having stole a title last week in a tiebreaker on the last show of the Series 3. Here we go again, Al.
Let me get my go out.
So here we go. It is over the last three series. Of course, it is only is one each. I believe in titles. Al, you won
each,
the first
yeah,
ever.
I won the first ever one. Means a lot. No one really remembers the person who wins a second.
No, but someone does remember the one who wins the next 20. So sure, that would be me. But anyway, if you've never listened to us before, I mean, come on now, what you've been doing? We have an unlimited amount of beer mats, each with four questions on each, and we're
never going to run out.
Never going to run out. You never run out. Basically, we pick a card each, ask each other the question, hope you get yours right, and hope they get theirs wrong. And the first one asked first. Oh, once again,
well, in. Once what was it? Back once again for the Renegade Buster. Remember that?
Yeah, remember that. So yeah, it's a good quality too.
Yeah.
Anyway, best 80s voice. Pick a card, any card.
Nah, I shuffled them last week, so they've all mixed up now.
Oh, they're all mixed up. You shuffled them, have you? Yeah. Oh, I like this one. It's nice and blue. I like blue. Right. As you're the challenger, Al, I'll give you the choice if you want to ask first or be asked first.
Doesn't matter because you only can have one question on this. That's really piss easy.
It's up to you, Sam. You.
Yeah, ask me first.
Right, only number two you can't have on this.
One, number two then.
1, 3, or 4.
Huh?
1, 3, or 4.
Oh, I thought you said you can only have number two.
No, only number two with hand.
Oh, right, sorry.
The rest you haven't. One.
One.
Okay then. What three teams were relegated from the Premiership in the 04-05 season? Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth. Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace. Southampton, Portsmouth, West Brom. Portsmouth, West Brom, Norwich. Good luck, son. If you can remember anyone.
C.
C, Southampton, Portsmouth and West Brom. It is B. Unlucky Al, it is the three teams relegated in the 04-05-07. Norwich, get in there, you six-fingered scummers. Southampton and Crystal Palace. So there we are, man. Unlucky, Al. Tough one to start, that was.
For to go ahead, Ash, which Oof. You are going to go ahead. Oh, it's easy.
You put pressure on me. Julio Cesar.
Which team have a fan zone that reads, no one likes us? Is it A, Manchester United, B, Chelsea, C, Millwall, or D, Glasgow Rangers?
Millwall.
Ah, you can't.
You can't say that,
I'll
definitely not.
1-0 to Ash.
Come on.
Hey, I do believe it's the first time ever
I've been ahead.
You've been ahead.
In four, three series.
Have I lost my magic touch?
I think you have, sir. I think you have. I'm better on this now than the V2 quiz.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I'm pretty damn good on that.
To tell them boys to get some beer mats in. Whoa, 1-0 to the Ash. Good, great start, great start. So,
what we should have done is taken that one out.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. Should have. Should have. But the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new guest, exclusively on the on the Astronaut Premier League podcast. As we said at the start of the show, heavily, heavily involved with a football club. Not yeah, just any football club.
He was there
club.
At the early kickoff on Saturday.
He was there at the early kickoff at the bridge. He is heavily involved, integral to the success this season of Chelsea Football Club. It is the one, the only, it is Stamford the Cowardly Lion.
Of Stamford.
I like Stamford.
Yeah.
How have you been? How are you doing?
Well, we had a good result this weekend. A good result. Of Stamford the Cowardly Lion.
Why do they call you the Cowardly Lion, by the way?
Well, my uncle. My uncle used to be in the Wizard of Oz. He was the lion in the Wizard of Oz. He used to say, put him up, put him up.
It was great to have you here. We love
you. What's going to be here?
This was your first proper guest still involved with the Premier League Football Club. So
it is.
It's massive to have you here.
Every week. Well, every other week.
So, as you said, you're at the game. How was the game? How was the atmosphere? Did you enjoy it?
I don't know. I was too scared to watch. I was hiding. So, I was behind Arsene Wenger in the stands.
So, anyway, you're integral there. You get the fans involved when you get the courage.
The courage?
We've got to ask you about Chelsea. 9 points clear. Are you going to hold on? Is your team going to hold on?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's too scary.
How is Antonio Conte now? We want to get this. Do you know him personally? Or?
Oh, he needs a brain. I tell you, he needs a brain. He's like the great Wizard of Oz. You got any more questions for me now?
Only one more. What do you do when they're away? What do you do? What do you get up to on your days off?
I get my hair pampered. Nice little red bow and everything.
Well, amazing.
Well, I see my friend, Toro.
Yes. All I can say is thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, Stafford. Lion. And are you going to come back and see us again?
I don't know. It's a bit scary.
Okay. Well, we'll try and make it as comfortable as we can for you.
I'll see you soon, boy.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
To the bike, Stafford.
To the Stafford. Stafford the Cowardly Lion.
What an amazing
Chelsea's mascot.
There we go. Look at that. All the stars you have on this show, ladies and gentlemen. What a... What a guest,
I bet no one expected that.
No one, son. We didn't either. Well, yes.
Roy Hodgson and Stamford the Cowardly Lion.
You don't get better than this, ladies and gentlemen. So, all we can say is, but we're not going to top out our so I think it was best just to say, have a good week
and be lucky.